As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, May the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least lots of news that we have today. Hard facts, certainly. And workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. They're pretty scarce these days. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. A little trouble logging into the network here, but I think we're all up running and going, ready to go here on the second segment of today's two-hour transmission. Hope you'll stick with me throughout the broadcast. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. We've got a lot of email traffic here at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter. Mo, the big Mo to me. Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast each and every morning. I'm taking them with you on your mobile device. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals bull rally climbs, crude and ethanol equals higher gas prices, and the dollar declines. We'll talk about that in the market report. FEMA propaganda in full swing. That's right. Gold, copper, iron, coffee, cocoa, corn, and sugar all up this morning in the commodities market. We'll talk about that as well. Technology, technocracy. We'll continue our study of that. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Friday, May the 27th, 2011, live broadcast this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Pound gold trading up $9.70 an ounce at $1,529.10. That's a 64 basis point move overnight. Like to see that. Silver opening very strong this morning, up 76 cents at $37.95 an ounce. Platinum up 21 bucks at $1,786. And palladium up 2 bucks at $757 a troy ounce in the spot market. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $10 spread, $1,522.20 for the low, $1,532 even for a high, but at $1,529.10, your gold is up year to year, $328 even for a 27.31% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Price Fixers, set the price. That's the LBMA.org if you want to check it out for yourself on the website, LBMA.org. They set the price this morning at $1,525. We've been trading above that. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged, holding 1,214.08 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $59.3 billion in these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 8 at 12,403. The NASDAQ closed up 22 at 2783. The S&P 500 closed up 5 at 1326 this morning. In crude oil, up 83 cents. Don't like to hear that. $101.06 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. Yeah, $101 a barrel. Wow, we'll talk about that in a little bit and factor in the ethanol. U.S. dollar index this morning dropped 63 basis points at 74.94 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Foreign exchange rates, of course, impacted by any move in the USDX, that trade-weighted basket of currencies. Here in our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies, we've got these. The Canadian loonie, almost flat at $1.02 against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso bumps up 22 basis points as they've got a contender in the ring for the head of the IMF with in the post Strauss-Kahn debacle. Anyway, it bumps up 22 basis points, yet still you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro up 95 basis points this morning, a strong move in the euro at $1.43. The British pound at $1.64, and that Swiss franc making news on its upward move, 116 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.17, of course, as we move into the Memorial Day weekend. Your two-year yield on the bonds, this is your U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year bonds is at 0.50%. Your 10-year yield, the benchmark, is at 3.08%, and the 30 at 4.25%. The mortgage market this morning, we see this continuing downward trend in the mortgage rates. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.97% a month ago to 3.78% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.76% to 4.54%. Your prime rate is locked in iron at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 40.30 ounces of silver. We'll bring you home 1 ounce of gold, and just kind of in a side note, we look at all of this interest rates and all of these various things. Well, the banks, you know, they lend themselves overnight. It's called the LIBOR, the London Interbank Overnight Rate. Well, a year ago, the one-month LIBOR was at 0.35, and then this morning it's at 0.19. And likewise, the three-month LIBOR moves down from 0.54% a year ago to 0.25%. So while everybody else is paying more and more and more, the banks loan to each other at a increasingly, or I should say, a decreasing interest rate. Well, so much for all of that. Let's go to the market reports and see what we've got this morning off the Econo Day calendar. Yesterday, of course, the jobless report wasn't too good. The corporate profits weren't too good. But the natural gas and the consumer confidence came out after the broadcast started. So let's just go right into that and take a look. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. How comfortable do you feel, America? The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index finally reversed course after a month-long slide, rising to a minus 48.4. So just when you thought things could be comfortable, they're not. The improvement in the latest week likely was related to a dip in gasoline prices. Well, I don't know about that. There's a lot of dips out there, but they're not dipping very deeply into the gasoline barrel. The EIA natural gas report has this to say. They were looking at a weekly change here of 92 billion cubic feet. They got 105 billion cubic feet. What does it mean? It means that natural gas in storage rose 105 billion cubic feet in the May 20th week. All right. A 90 billion cubic foot injection was expected. So, as we've said so many times on the broadcast, we're not just swimming in oil. We got gas coming out of our, well, stovepipe. Personal income and outlays. Here's another report. We'll have to pick that one up right after this. Do stay tuned.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444, 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so back into our Connor Day calendar for this morning, where we find the personal income and outlays, you know, report out, and it goes this way. Income growth continued to support the consumer sector in April. Spending was moderately strong, but largely due to higher prices. Well, you know, it always looks better on the bottom line, you know. Boy, look at all these people. They're spending all of this money. But when you start having the inflation come in and start creeping in, you know, yeah, the cash register dings are higher. But unfortunately, fewer products are going out the door, so that's the way that's going. Let's go over here and pick this guy up and see if he's ready to report for us, and we'll pick up this one also over here and get the two news stories and see if we can have them both up with us. Here's consumer sentiment. We had that. Let's jump over here and pick this one up. The EI natural gas, we had that one already. Personal income, try this one. Bloomberg Comfort Index, here we go. Pending home sales, that's the one I wanted. All right, pending home sales, and what could be the first signal of another breakdown in the housing market? Wow. You get these every single week. And what could be the first signal of another breakdown? Well, this is the story, and it's their story. I'm just reporting it. April's pending home sales index fell nearly 11 points to 81.9, down 11.6 from a downward revised 92.6 in March. Notice how they keep revising these numbers. You'll have to stay tuned to see what they say these numbers were next month. Regionally, the decline is centered in the largest region, which is the South, where pending sales fell more than 17%. This decline could reflect the extraordinary weather that hit the region during the month. The national, it could be anything. If you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do, right? The National Association of Realtors is trying to be upbeat. In other words, they're not all slashing their wrists and jumping off of bridges, but they're citing weather factors along with high oil prices and the rise in hemorrhoids. No, they said in jobless claims. Oh, well, any excuse will work. Hopefully they're right, and the likely decline ahead for final sales of existing homes will only be temporary. Well, dream on, dream on. Little dreamer, dream on. Consumer sentiment, yeah, consumers aren't as glum as many suspect. At least not based on the consumer sentiment index, which really surged the last part of the month. Can you believe this? And an especially good sign, May's gain is centered in expectations. Could it be, would have been, should have been, want to be. Anyway, here's another story off Bloomberg. Ethanol futures. Now, you know, we look at this price, the crude oil, at $101.06. We wonder, how on earth did they come up with those kind of numbers? Well, let's find out. Go down and look at the gas station yesterday, drove into town, had to go to a meeting last night, had a great meeting locally here at the local library, the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County chapter got together, and I did an hour and a half presentation on FEMA. Now, FEMA, it's on everybody's mind these days. Anyway, this by Mario Parker. Ethanol futures, well, as I was going into town, what I meant to say was gasoline was $3.50 a gallon and diesel fuel was $3.75 as I drove by the pumps and gave them the one-finger salute. Anyway, the biofuels and ethanol market, here we go. Ethanol futures rose a second day in Chicagoland. Rahm Emanuel's stomping grounds, the comics over there. As an increase in what? Corn prices signaled higher production costs. That's right. Not only do we have the Arubs to be concerned about here, but we also have corn in the mix. All right, great. An increase in corn prices signaled higher production costs. Why does gasoline cost so much? Well, we're going to get the story here. The biofuel gained as corn jumped. corn is jumping. It's jumping up out of the ground all over in the fields here. The biofuel gained as corn jumped out of the ground on concern. Supply of the grain will be tight as the harvest starts in September. I don't know where it'll be tight, but there's plenty of corn coming out of the ground around here. Ethanol in the U.S. is concocted. Do you like that word, concocted? Mostly from corn, with one bushel distilling into at least 2.75 gallons of the renewable fuel. So you look at the price of a bushel of corn on the commodities exchange and run that out at 2.75 gallons of renewable fuel per bushel, and you can start to follow this market. Ethanol markets continue to move around with outside markets lacking much direction on its own. The SCB and Associates Limited Liability Corporation wrote in a note to its clients. Obviously, somebody intercepted the note. Denatured alcohol. What's happening when they got denatured alcohol? They put something like gasoline in it so that you won't drink the ethanol. Anyway, for June delivery, climbed 0.9% or 0.3% to settle at 2.641 a gallon. Now, multiply your 2.641. Let me just grab the little calculator here. Got my Unisonic XL1018X here from China. Let's do that. Let's just go 2.641 times 42 equals $110.92 a barrel for crude. Well, what's the crude running this morning? $101. What's Brent crude running this morning? Maybe the other side of the pond in the chat room could tell us that number. But there's the cost of crude. What's all this speculation about? They're basing it on the price of ethanol, folks, and they're just reaming us for the crude oil. Anyway, that's your multiplier. In cash market trading, ethanol on the West Coast surged 6 cents, or 2.2% to $2.80 a gallon. So you multiply your $2.80 a gallon, 2.80 times 42 barrels a gallon, to 42 gallons a barrel equals 117.6. So we've got a spread here somewhere between $110 to $117 if we were to balance ethanol against crude oil. And that's why the crude oil is so high. Anyway, and it's also why your car doesn't run, because you're driving crude oil out of the marketplace and ethanol in. In cash market trading, ethanol on the West Coast surge. Ethanol in New York jumped 2 cents, blah, blah, blah. Corn for July delivery added 3.25%. Monsanto's happy. We're going broke. How do you like it? Welcome to the new world. But that's not all. Let's see if I can get this one. Here we go. Sugar. Sugar rises off Bloomberg. More commodity news here. Isis Almeida writing this. New news. Sugar climbed for a fourth day in New York as output dropped in top producer Brazil amid signs of stronger global demand. And cocoa retreated. All the things we really like are going up in price. Sugar output in the main Brazilian producing region slumped 17% to 1.55 million metric tons in maize, first half from a year earlier, industry group Unica said. Mexico and the European Union increased the import allowances this week. Demand is building in Muslim countries before Ramadan. And I guess the Muslims have a sweet tooth at Ramadan. Brazil's slow start of the crop, reiterated and confirmed by last report of Unica, continues to chew over the sugar markets. Naim Bedouin wrote, a broker at Swiss Sugar Brokers in Wally, Switzerland, wrote in a report, sugar is lagging 2 million tons behind last year's output for the same period. All right, we're talking scarcity here. Raw sugar for July delivery rose 11 cents to $22.80 a pound. Blah, 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 blah. Brazilian production fell on a combination of lower yields, harvest delays, and a use of greater portion of raw materials to make ethanol instead of sugar. Huh? What's going on? I'm not liking this. Everything that we like to have, wheat. We heard that just the other day in England. Wheat. They're taking the wheat and they're converting it to ethanol. Corn converted to ethanol. Sugar developed, turned over to ethanol. Why don't we just use crude oil, for crying out loud? What kind of nonsense is this? Anyway, well, let's go over here and look at the EPA. This is one of my favorite whipping boys. Straw man to beat with a stick. U.S. Environmental Agency may scrap unneeded rules through regulatory review. Well, it's about time. We'll find out more about that right after this.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
We'll come back to that Environmental Protection Agency article in a moment. I want to carry on a little bit further with the commodities reports here. Starbucks drinkers won't get a break on prices. Columbia sees lower supply. This by Heather Walsh off the Bloomberg website. Columbia, the second, it doesn't matter, folks. Whatever it is that you like, the prices are going to go through the ceiling. Whatever it is that you need, the prices are going up. All the stuff that you want, that stuff's going to go down, but watch as this price goes up. Colombia, the second largest producer of mild Arabica coffee bought by companies such as Starbucks and Nestle's, said consumers will have to get used to higher prices because of rising demand and reduced supply. All right, it's always supply and demand, isn't it? Production next year will fall short of consumption, keeping the cost of Arabica coffee in a range of $2 to $3 a pound for the next 12 months. I don't know about you, but it's almost staggering to go into my favorite section of the grocery, go into the coffee aisle, and I just feel like I'm ready to go ahead and ascend to heaven. You know, better call up Harold, Mr. Camping, and let him know I'm coming. Boy, I'll tell you, I smell that coffee, and wow, I want to go nose down in the coffee machines. Anyway, production next year will fall short of consumption, keeping the cost of Arabica coffee in a range of $2 to $3 a pound. Now, of course, if you can really search around in my grocery store, you might be able to find one of those tins of coffee that you can pick up for $8 or $9. But most of them are well over $10, some $11, $12, or two-pound tins, you know. and they were paying $2 to $3 a pound for them. So by the time they bring them out of Colombia and get them down here into southwest Missouri through the just-in-time delivery chain, I'm paying 500% increase on the cost of a pound of coffee. But, you know, there's a lot of burros standing between me and the coffee farmer. Anyway, according to the Colombian National Coffee Growers Federation, Chief Executive Officer Luis Munoz, higher prices also reflect increased farming costs. He said coffee has almost doubled in the past year as storms hurt plants in Colombia and consumption increases globally. Rising costs are prompting Starbucks to boost the price of bagged coffee sold at U.S. cafes by an average of 17%. Now, that's getting really close now to the real, the true inflation rate, right? Might even be higher, might even be 20%, but 17, that's very believable. So basically, they're just increasing the price of coffee to you and me to compensate for the inflation. According to spokesman Alan Hillowitz, but they'll blame weather, the company will likely continue to be an important buyer of Colombian coffee, Munoz said. Quote, the final consumer is realizing that you have to pay a bit more for those little enjoyments, like $17, or is it $11.70, tax, new tax, thanks to Barry the Usurper's administration. One of the first things he did on my pound of rolling tobacco, an $11 tax on rolling tobacco per pound. That's got to go, Barry, and you got to go with it. The company will be likely to continue to be an important buyer. Anyway, again, the final consumer is realizing that you have to pay a bit more for those little enjoyments. Not just Starbucks, but the industry in general wouldn't have been able to do anything besides raising the prices. Higher prices reflect how increases in farming costs, like most expensive fertilizer, are starting to be passed on to the consumers. All right? So the more, you know, they never take it in the shorts, folks. The corporations don't take it in the shorts. Farmers do. The consumers do. But the corporations don't. It all just gets passed along to you. Let's go over and look at copper and coal. Remember Nat King Cole, the Rothschild, Nathaniel Rothschild? He's not really buying coal, but he's trying to build a bourse for coal. No wonder the price of coal is going up. But this is the article, Madeline Pearson writing this. For Bloomberg, copper, gold, iron ore, and coal will lead a rally in commodities over the next 2 to 3 years as demand for raw materials from China and India outpaces supplies, according to Standard Chartered PLC. Quote, there's a lag between the supply and demand, and that's going to drive these commodities higher over the next 3 years. Everything you need is going to go up in price. All the rest of the stuff is going to plummet. During the global financial crisis, a lot of investments got postponed. The group of eight leaders yesterday singled out a surge in commodity prices as a significant threat to the global economic rebound and pledged to cut the debt buildup in the wake of 2008. Of course, we had all those Arab Spring revolutions because the cost of wheat was going up. Food costs, the article continues, may extend gains as it will take time for producers to catch up with the demand driven by the rapid growth of emerging economies. Now we're going to bring up India and China to the level of a Wallace Ward and June Cleaver, 50s America, two-bedroom Rambler and a 57 Chevy in the driveway. You better believe it. As more and more people pour into the market, demand is going to outstrip supply. And that's just the way it is. And the prices of everything are going to go up. Increases in commodity prices kept global food costs near a record in April, prompting central banks from Brasilia to Beijing to raise interest rates and help spur conflict and riots in the Middle East and North Africa. Population unrest. Here's the real meat of this article that I'd share it with you. People can manage with high fuel for cars, but they can't manage with high food prices, Mittal said, quote, that is the biggest problem that governments are facing, because what you don't want is unrest among the population. Watch out! People all over the world are sharpening their machetes, and they're looking at the government saying, you bastards, been stealing from us long enough. It's time for you to go. An index of 55 food commodities rose to 232.1 points last month from 231 points in March as grain costs advanced, according to the United Nations Rome-based Food and Agricultural Organization. The gauge climbed to a record of 237.2 in February, if gauges mean anything. Here's a little bit more, pretty steep. It's good the correction happened because the run-up was pretty steep. This is the the big downturn we had last week in the commodities, and it was a one-way street. We'll see some of these commodities rally back up again. We're already starting to see gold and silver climbing out of the basement, along with platinum and palladium. Community assets climbed $5.8 billion in April, bringing total assets under management to record $451 billion, blah, 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 according to the Rothschilds. Well, they say Barclays Capital, but we know who's really behind it. Precious metals had inflows of $3.2 billion over this month, the largest since June 2010. And agriculture received $1.1 billion. So whenever you have a seller, you also have a buyer. And if people are selling out of the exchange-traded products and the pools and the various float funds and going into physical metal, that's good. That's a real good sign. Maybe you should think about it for yourself, too. Demand for commodities from India. I wonder where I could get a bag of coffee. Big one of those, you know, sewn and stitched up bag, burlap bag. Get a whole bag of coffee and just grind them myself. Consumption of commodities in India is still quite low. As power plants develop, the road network develops. You see developments happening in the hinterlands. There will be an increase in consumption, an increase in demand from the current levels in India, and it's going to be pretty substantial. So just think about westward expansion in North America as we expanded our railroad networks and all of the telegraph wires, and then the power wires came along with it thanks to Westinghouse and the others. Nikola Tesla giving us alternating currents in electricity. Wow, all that. Then we had the interstate highway system that Dwight, the German butcher Eisenhower, came up with, you know, that military highway system. Well, that's coming to India and China as they reach out to the Mongols up in the Tibetan Highlands. That's right. We read the story a couple of months back about the extension of railroads into the innermost portions of China, previously only available on foot, I guess. Coal demand in India may more than triple to 2 billion metric tons in the next two decades. Now you know why Nathaniel Rothschild is getting excited about coal. Coal, lumps of coal. Well, let's go back to this environmental impact statement here. U.S. Environment Agency may scrap unneeded rules through regulatory review. Just the other day, that was really the Agriculture Department. We talked about the little guy, the guy that's the dollar right bunnies, you know, the guy that's getting knocked up for $4 million fine for raising rabbits, a rabbitry in his backyard. Wow, this whole country's going into the garbage can. But Kim Chipman writes this for Bloomberg. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, you know, they're the ones that dropped the ball on the Macondo project. Remember that? the big spill, the catastrophe down in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the U.S. Environmental Mineral Management Services, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency plans 31 regulatory reviews. It's about time they sat down and reviewed their regulations. Maybe they ought to plan on doing that at least once a year. Anyway, including how to improve estimates of industry costs after scrapping a definition of milk as oil that forced farmers to meet petroleum spill rules. We talked about that earlier. I think we had Doreen Hans on. We went through that. If you spill milk in your dairy, you have to do an oil spill cleanup program. Milk is not oil. Took a long time, but the EPA finally figuring it out. The EPA's April decision to exclude the dairy industry from rules on oil spills is an example of the kinds of changes the agency seeks. Cass Sunstein, the director of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, said in an interview, quote, "The exemption will save farms and milk factories $146 million a year, according to their White House fact sheet." Barry the usurper has ordered agents. Notice he's always ordering people around. He's commanding, he's demanding, and he's ordering. Well, he's ordered the agencies to eliminate regulations that stifle job creation. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, I can't be the one to say that there's, you know, really nothing good that the Environmental Protection Agency could do or would do, but I think the best thing they could do would just be to simply go into a closet, take all of the rules with them, shut the door, and stay there for the next 20 or 30 years, probably do us all a lot of good. There's a lot of new rules that have come out in the last year and a half, and the review doesn't really address any of those, and they are the ones that will have the most impact on the economy, said Bill Kovacs, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Senior Vice President of Environment, Technology and Regulatory Affairs. You know, if you're not paying attention to the Chambres de Commerce and their influence, you know, they're the one of the biggest lobbies, AFAC, you know, they have a lot of clout, but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, wow, big stuff here anyway. They really influence things. You can talk about the neocons. Well, there's more than that. The Washington-based chamber has said that the usurper's EPA is issuing more major rules or those costing the industry at least $100 million than any administration in the last three decades. You know, we thought that Jorge Bush, you know, might be the sustainable president, but no, he's being trumped and triumphed. You know, this is Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, and Barry the usurper, the Irish boy from Kenya or Indonesia, or where was he born? Was he cloned? I don't know. Anyway, nobody does really know, but someday we might find out. Perhaps not. You could always look at the Osama bin Laden story. Anyway, continuing along here, Kovacs said he didn't understand why the EPA didn't include its rules on emission limits for industrial boilers in its review. The EPA said last week it'll delay the new standards so it can make changes. Well, it all depends on how big the lobby is behind the industrial boiler industry. House Republican lawmakers and Representative Jim Matheson, a Utah Democrat, are pushing legislation that would require an interagency analysis of some EPA regulations. And boy, that would just come only too soon. Let's go over here and look at this one, all right? You know, be careful with that library card. Don't be checking out that Aldous Huxley Brave New World revisited too many times in a week. U.S. Congress approves the four-year extension of the Patriot Act wiretap power. Oh, where were all these Tea Party patriots at this time? Well, I guess they might have voted against it. And then again, they might not have. Jeff Bliss writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. Congress yesterday, this is new news, May 27th, yesterday, the U.S. Congress approved and Barry the Usurper signed into law a four-year extension. Wait till you hear how he signed it into law. You'll get a kick out of that. A four-year extension of the provisions in the USA Patriot Act that allow law enforcement to track suspected terrorists with roving wiretaps. I guess we should just go ahead and take our hats off now and nod to the nod to the Secret Service, probably listening to these broadcasts, been monitoring me for 20 years. The legislation was first passed by the Senate, 72-23, followed by the House, 250-153. Man, where do you get good hemp rope in America anyway? Found out where to get good coffee. Maybe we can find some good hemp rope. We need a lot of it, you know, 72-250, 322 sections, 12 feet long. Going to need a few lampposts, too. Because Obama, usurper, was in France. Damn. Could have sent him on a different airline. We'll get to France in a moment. Air France is right up on my browser here. But anyway, somehow or another, successfully, he was able to make it there. Because Obama was in France for meetings with the Group of Eight Nations, he directed, notice in the previous article, he commanded, now he's directing, he directed that an auto pen machine, you know, that's what happens when you're a dictator, all right? When you're the dictator. We're in Idaho Spud, dictating. That's what happens. He directed that an auto pen machine, which holds a pen and replicates his signature, be used to sign the bill, the White House said. Well, I guess we could set that bill aside. He didn't really sign it now, did he? We didn't ever elect that auto pen machine as a president. The legislation is an important tool. Talk about dull tool. Barry the Usurper is one of them. An important tool for us to use to continue dealing with an ongoing terrorist threat. That's right, my friends. Terrorist threats. The Usurper told reporters at the G8 summit in the French coastal resort of Duval, this guy ever not in a resort, not on an airplane, not flying? The president, we don't have a king. I thought that's what they... that's what the Secretary of State was supposed to do, is go around the president's states. You know, it wasn't until, oh, I can't even remember now which president it was, but it was late in our history. The presidents even left the shores of this country. The president stayed in the White House where they belong. All right? That's where they belong, in the Oval Office, contemplating blue dresses and cigars. Anyway, he arrived at the G8 summit in the French coastal resort of Deauville today after a meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. The bill was signed before a previous extension approved by Congress in February, expired at midnight yesterday, the House said. That's why they had to use the auto pen, had to get this one passed and signed before it expired at midnight. The new law continues the surveillance powers until June the 1st of 2015. The measure will safeguard us from future attacks, close quote, said Senate Republican Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Bye-bye, Mitch. Time for you to head out of here, he said before his chamber's vote. By extending this invaluable terror-fighting tool, we're staying ahead, close quote, of terrorists who want to attack the U.S., he said. Yep, that's right. They're coming across the ocean now on camels, swimming rapidly, he said. This measure will safeguard us from future attacks. Well, what's it going to do? The bill's roving wiretap section allows federal agents to obtain a single warrant to monitor telephone calls of suspects using a series of mobile phones. Wow. Library records. Other provisions allow authorities to obtain business and library records and to target so-called lone wolf suspects who aren't affiliated with any terrorist group. Uh-oh. Lone wolves. And, of course, they always have blue eyes, blonde hair. and live in southwest Missouri, right? Senator Rand Paul, a bill opponent, well, there you go, Rand, tried to delay the Senate vote pressing the bill for the bill to be amended. The Kentucky Republican said the legislation goes too far in violating privacy rights to keep the U.S. secure. Quote, do we want a government that looks at our visa bill, he said in a May 24th floor speech. Do we want a government that looks at all of our records and is finding out what our reading habits are? Close quote. Question mark. The Patriot Act was passed after the September the 11th attacks, and many of its provisions are permanent law. Some of its surveillance powers have been opposed by some lawmakers and outside groups, including civil liberties activists. Well, can't get Obama one way, you might get him another. Air France probe shows the plane stalled in a 3.5-minute near free fall. I've been following this story, this by Lawrence Frost and Andrea Rothman, writing for Bloomberg. Air France Flight 447 crashed. Now, this is old news, but we're following this story, remember. After the Airbus A330 lost speed and stalled before beginning a 3.5-minute plunge into the Atlantic Ocean that killed all 228 people aboard, an investigation found. It's kind of like Cheech and Chong, you know. Kamikaze pilot, are you out of your effing mind? We're going to fly up, 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 high over the aircraft carrier, and then crash down, down, down we go, crashing into the deck and killing everyone on board, right? Are you out of your mind? The findings presented by the French BEA Air Accident Investigation Bureau today show the autopilot and the auto thrust system disengaged shortly after the pilots had alerted cabin crew of possible turbulence ahead. You know, see, if we would have ever been able to retrieve the black boxes from September 11th, the live-burning sacrifice visited upon the World Trade Centers, the high places in New York City and Washington, D.C. and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, if we could ever have gotten our hands on the little black boxes, maybe we'd be able to have this kind of detail as to what did happen. Were there any planes or were there not? One of the co-pilots, president of the cockpit, took over, according to the taped conversation from one of the flight recorders, and began edging the jet higher. See, even these guys are monitored right in the cockpit. Anyway, the preliminary analysis sheds more light on the final minutes before the deadliest crash in Air France history, with the pilot scrambling to avert disaster as the jet hurtled toward the ocean surface at a speed of 180 feet per second. An investigation achieved a breakthrough after the two flight recorders were recovered from 3,900 meters or 12,800 feet beneath the Atlantic and returned to Paris this month, 2 years after the jet disappeared into the night on June the 1st of 2009, and yet we still haven't heard from the black box that was on board the Deepwater Horizon. Yeah, they have a black box on the Deepwater Horizon, too. We still haven't heard anything from that. And it was in much shallower water. Of course, man just didn't have the technology to go down and see what was really happening on the bottom of the ocean. These guys went all the way to the bottom and found the black boxes. I believe that technology absence nonsense. Anyway, low-speed stall occurred when an airplane slows to the point where its wings suddenly lose lift. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for ThyroidKI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the shoreline, moving into the second hour of today's broadcast and the first hour of today's broadcast, a variety of new newsy news off the Bloomberg website and other places, other sources. But we're kind of hanging around with this particular article now. The Air France probe shows plane stalled in a 3.5-minute near free fall. All right, pretty important article, really. It tells us a lot, really. It tells us if we had access to these black boxes all the time, instead of having them mysteriously disappear, which they can't do, generally, they can be found even after a couple of years, even at 12,800 feet beneath the Atlantic Ocean. If they are really interested in finding them, they'll find them, all right? That's why they were designed the way they were designed, built the way they were built. They're virtually indestructible. Anyway, once again, this aircraft had problems, all right? It doesn't sound to me like there was anything going on here other than, mechanical failure on these airspeed indicators, the airspeed sensors, or pitot tubes, made by the Thales SA company, and they had failed, presenting the pilots with a sharp drop in speed ratings on their display. And, of course, all of the pilots that are out there, you know, anybody that's gotten their pilot license, you know, when you slow down too much, you need to go into a dive, pick up speed so that you don't fall out of the air, and then you can come up out of it again. I mean, after all, this thing is a big aircraft. This isn't exactly the same as flying a Pilatus Porter. And what they were doing, basically, they were trying to climb up over clouds, trying to climb up over a storm. Here's what it says. The recording shows the pilots had favored climbing above stormy clouds, but were prevented from doing so because it wasn't cold enough, I didn't know this before, for the jet to ascend that level. Apparently, in order to gain high altitudes, I don't know whether they went trying for 60 feet or 60,000 feet or 70,000 feet, I don't know, but it wasn't cold enough for that jet to get up there. So they're trying to climb and climb and climb to get on top of the storm clouds, and as they were climbing, because it isn't a Pilatus Porter, the thing started to stall out. And they didn't have enough, instrument readings to tell them what was happening because of a failure, not because of pilot error, so to speak. But anyway, the captain of the aircraft, the flight captain, he was resting, and the two co-pilots were at the controls. And, you know, there's nothing unusual about that because quite often they've been 4 hours into this flight. Papa Bear, the captain, he was in the back, you know, biffing around with the steward eye. Probably having a cup of coffee and a sandwich, you know. But that's what they do. They sit down and they rest their eyes a little bit, and they realize that they've got stock portfolios to be concerned of, and they let the co-pilots, the junior pilots, have a little airtime. They got to have airtime, too, or they'll never be a senior pilot. But continuing, the pilots acknowledged that the speed sensors had failed as they responded by pulling up the nose of the aircraft. Voice and data recordings show a stall warning sounded in the cockpit. Yeah, you ain't going to go straight up. According to the BEA, the co-pilots continued to increase the angle of the climb, rising rapidly from 35,000 feet to 37,000 feet, 500. While a third stall warning sounded, they continued to pull back on the controls of the engine, set to full thrust, and rose to about 38,000 feet where the plane entered a stall. You know, you're not going to do rondelays and loop-de-loops with this big of an aircraft. Anyway, less than 2 minutes after the autopilot went off, the chief pilot, Marc Dubois, returned to the cockpit, and the conversation shows he remained with his colleagues during the remainder of the flight. In other words, they went to the ocean together. Well, sad story, that's the article, and there's more to it than that. I just gave you some of the highlights following up on that Air France air disaster that took 225 lives and went down in the very cold ocean. Gold companies may face a $100 billion liability for sick miners. Yeah, the shiny metal stuff is really nice. It is indeed. But unfortunately, and for altogether too long, the miners have been treated like sacks of crap. And isn't that the way it always goes? The farmers take it in the shorts, the laborers take it in the shorts, the carpenter takes it in the shorts, and the bankers take the profits.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we don't know how long it took them to find this particular person that they could write about and include in this article, but the name is certainly fitting again. Gold companies may face a $100 billion liability for sick miners. That's right. You're here. It's Friday, May the 27th, 2011. Our two-hour broadcast has become Vocal Local now in our second hour. Here's an article off the Bloomberg. Gold companies may face a $100 billion liability for sick miners. Sick Miners. Mike Cohen and Carl Lorenz writing this. Carly Lorenz. Ooh, Carly. Ooh, collaboratively writing. Maybe Mike brought the champagne and Carly brought the glasses. Maybe. Anyway, here's a story, May 25th. Toto Willie. What a name. Toto. Hey, Toto. Toto Willie has little to show for a decade's work in Anglo-American PLC's gold mines. He's got a store selling potato chips and kerosene. Damn, they go good together, don't they? Hot cross buns would be a better investment there, Toto. Anyway, run from one of the three rooms in his tin shack and a 1985 Toyota station wagon. A decade of work in a gold mine. And he sells potato chips and kerosene in a tin shack with his 1985 Toyota station wagon. In commerce, no doubt. He also has a medical certificate showing that he has silicosis. Not a good thing. A scarring of the lungs caused by prolonged exposure to the dust found in South African mines, now run by companies such as Anglo-American, founded, and Anglo Gold Ashanti, Goldfields Limited, and Harmony Gold Mining Company. Quote, "It's hard to breathe, Willie," he's only 50 years old, young man here, said last month at his home in Happy Valley. Thought he lived in Pennsylvania. Well, I guess not. Happy Valley, a trash-strewn shantytown. Now, of course, we have to ask who strew the trash and why is it a shantytown, but it's near Cape Town, as he pulled the certificate from a worn folder. "I can't manage to work again. I need help," said Willie. "He's got silicosis, not a good thing." South Africa's highest court on March the 3rd ruled that ex-miners such as Willie can seek redress from companies that operated under an apartheid-era system to use cheap black labor in the world's deepest mines. While the ultimate number of claims and their size is impossible to determine, mining companies may face a liability, get this now, of as much as 100 billion dolaros. Leon Esther Houston, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets in London, said in a May 6 note to clients, "A settlement at a significantly lower level is more likely," he said in a May 16th interview. Quote, "The whole risk really depends on whether these people putting these claims up can prove negligent by the mining companies." And I'm sure Toto Willie is going to have a lot of success proving up his claim of negligence against Anglo Gold Ashanti Limited and Goldfields Limited. Good luck there, Toto. Probably you're going to wind up losing that one in court. But anyway, maybe they'll find a good lawyer. I don't imagine the lawyer will accept payment in potato chips and kerosene, however. Floodgates opened. The Constitutional Court said workers who qualified for state benefits for occupational disease could seek further compensation from their former employees. It ruled that Thermbikile Mankayi, who contracted silicosis and tuberculosis after working at the Vaal Reefs mine, formerly owned by Anglo-American, can sue for private compensation on top of his one-time $2,320 government payout. The judgment, here's a quote, "potentially opens the floodgates for claims," close quote, said Warren Beach, a lawyer at Weber Wentzell Attorneys in Johannesburg, who is not involved in the litigation. Quote, "You could be looking at an average of 1 to 2 million rand a claim." Of course, it's 16,316 rand equals $2,320 U.S., but still, 1 to 2 million rand per claim is pretty profound. RBC's Esther Hewson based his May the 6th estimate on the assumption that there are 300,000 potential claimants, each suing for at least 2 million rand. That's a lot. That's going to have an impact on the price of gold and silver. And then there's the environmental impact of gold mining, too, which I rarely speak about on the air, but it's existing. So we have the human impact and we have the environmental impact. Often goes noticed as we just watch gold and silver rise and fall in the marketplace. Okay? It's the difference between being the miner and the investor. While Anglo Gold has made a provision for damages, it has fully complied with statutory and regulatory requirements. But, of course, who writes the statutes and the regulations for the mining industry? Not Toto Willie. No. Anglo Gold. Now you're closer. The Johannesburg-based company sent an email response to questions. Harmony said in an emailed note that it's too early to determine its liability. Anglo American is fighting a separate silicosis damage suit that was filed by 18 miners in 2004 and is due to come to trial next year. Four of those workers have died. Anglo-American believes that claims against it are ill-founded, John Parker, the company's chairman, said at its annual general meeting in London. A study published in 1998 in Stockholm-based Journal of Mineral Policy, Business, and the Environment estimated that 196,560 former miners from South Africa and 84,240 from neighboring states working in South Africa, or I should say Sud-Africa, under a system of migrant labor, had occupational lung disease and had not been compensated. Of course, we've talked about in the past the difference between Negro chattel slavery and wage slavery. All right, these guys are living in a trash-strewn tin shanty town as opposed to living on Maslow's big estate, okay? One of the most handy things of all with the with the conversion from chattel slavery to wage slavery was it released the mining company from having to provide housing and water and sanitation and quality food, at least food, and education of some sort, medical care, to their slaves. Now they're just all wage slaves, and they're given a pittance, and then they're said, there's the door, the whistle just blew, go home. There ain't no help there. So it's hard to say which is better, wage slavery, which we're all under, or chattel slavery. At least you could be treated like a racehorse instead of a ass or donkey. Surveys of miners who worked in South Africa put the prevalence of the disease at between 17 and 32% among older miners with longer service. So the longer you stay in service there as a miner, the greater chances of contracting silicosis, and it leads to tuberculosis, you have. The number of gold miners in South Africa peaked at 489,000 in 1983, according to the Department of Mineral Resources. The mines today employ about 160,000, according to the Chamber of Mines. There's nothing you can do, the article continues, to treat silicosis, said Rodney Ehrlich, a professor of the University of Cape Town School of Public Health and Family Medicine, in an interview. You can't reverse the scar tissue. So once you got it, it goes with you to the grave. Silicosis increases vulnerability to tuberculosis, which mainly attacks the lungs and kills more than half of its victims if the latent infection isn't properly treated. Potentially huge. Usually these things take a very long time to sort themselves out. I'm sure we'll all be Fukushima'd in the future. But for right now, everything looks fine, baby. Eat the vegetables. Get your shrimp, you know. You won't get cancer for decades.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So, of course, we've been focusing on FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system and technology into technocracy for the last couple of weeks. This week, primarily the whole week, given over to technocracy, the technology, all of the information lying behind it. Of course, this article points to all of that, and so have several of the others this morning. In the news, we're always looking at technology. We're always inside of this calculation, this new economic order. It rose up out of the Industrial Revolution. Why? Because of technology. But there was some technology lacking that could have been present and wasn't present for these miners. And here the article concludes this way. Deep seams. Even now, workers hack gold-bearing ore out of seams as deep as 2.4 miles below the surface of the earth. I mean, we get down 2.5 miles under the surface, but we can't seem to find a little black box at Deepwater Horizon. Anyway, rock temperatures there rise to as high as 131 degrees Fahrenheit, boy, out of the fire, into the ovens. They are. And humidity is close to 100%, and there, those of you that have never lived in Missouri, you don't know what 100% humidity is like. It's absolutely horrible. You're just a walking, drenched sweat continuously. And at 131 degrees with continuous sweat, your body is paying big tolls. That's before you pick up the hammer and start to hack ore out of any seam. The mines account for about 30%, get this now, underline it, the mines account for about 30% of all the gold ever mined in the world. Now, look, we've been around a while, 3,500, 5,000 years, 6,000 years, 150 million years, 63 billion years, depending on whether or not you go with the creationist or the Darwinist, but nevertheless, if you believe in evolution, you've got to have billions and billions of years, right? Even though that would never work. Anyway, people don't know cosmogony there. But even now, again, these workers hack at these seams. And these mines account for about 30% of all the gold ever mined in the world. So most of the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of man, I guess, beginning of time, beginning of gold, is still above the surface. And most of it has been hacked out of the ground in the last 150 years. Mine workers, and black mine workers in particular, were really treated like a commodity, wage slave, right? Richard Spoor, Mankai's lawyer, said in an April 11th interview from White River, South Africa, a steady supply of healthy young men came to our mines to be used, consumed, and once they were broken, literally to be discarded. Right? In 2003, Spoor reached a $490 million rand settlement with Glencore Limited after it was sued by South African workers from asbestos mines it controlled. He plans to file a series of court cases on behalf of the miners ill with silicosis to go pressure gold mining companies into paying compensation. Willie, Back to Willie Toto here. Willie says his employers never issued him with a mask and paid him 2 weeks' wages when he was told his job had been terminated in 1995. Got 2 weeks' severance pay. His efforts to secure compensation from the state have yielded nothing. Willie's wife, No West. No West, Toto. Go West, young man. No West. Nowest. 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 Oh, this is my Nowest wife. Now we understand. I wonder what number she is in Willie's lineup. The Nowest wife, N-O-W-E-S-T, Nowest. He has an oldest wife, and he has a Nowest wife, too. Probably has an extensive vocabulary. Looks after a neighbor's two babies to supplement the few hundred rand the family earns monthly from their store. All right? Remember, $2,300 was in thousands of rand. He's bringing home a couple hundred rand. He's living on pennies. Anyway, the government is planning talks with mining companies about securing improved compensation for workers without having them resort to litigation. Mineral Resources Minister Susan Chibangu said in about the silicosis cases. Enough about that. There's a lot more we could go into with it. It's a long article. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. But let's go back to our discussion of technology. Technology plays a huge social and economic role in understanding the technocracy that runs the planet Earth. All right? So the more we understand about some of these backstories, the better we'll understand the things that are happening today as we look forward into a time of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And there's no reason to be involved in a business, as I've said, if you don't have the toolbox, you know, if you don't have the tools in the toolbox to do the job, stay out of the work field. Right? If you can't go in, you know, to the mining business and make sure that you're thinking about all the ins and the outs, the all the potentials and the consequences of having your miners thousands of feet, you know, 2.4 miles below the surface at 131 degrees Fahrenheit, sucking in all this crap into their lungs, likely to kill them all off quickly, then I would suggest even AngloGold get the hell out of the business. Take care of the people, and the people will take care of you. Screw the people, and you screw yourself, okay? And go screw yourself for that. Anyway, horrible situation. A decisive and still unsolved problem is that of the effect of technology upon the labor composition of industries. See how that all ties together? How clever it was to have that article on Bloomberg for me this morning. A decisive and still unsolved problem is that of the effect of technology upon the labor composition of industry. How does technology impact us on a day-by-day basis? How quickly everybody came on board with all of this cheap Chinese plastic crap and the tippy-tappies. How quickly we came on board with having ready access to high-speed DSL internet service. And all the computers, megs and gigabytes and all that other stuff. And the extent to which modern technology is responsible for permanent unemployment. Permanent unemployment. You've been hearing it in the news. You hear it on this broadcast. We've lost all these jobs. These jobs aren't coming back. Outsourcing, offshoring, they're gone. Bye-bye. It's time for you to become an entrepreneur. You're going to need to find new ways to support yourself and your families. Both opponents and proponents of the theory of technological unemployment, there's two sides to every coin, especially in academia, they're always arguing. They say you get three Jews in a room together and you'll have four opinions before long. The latter emphasized the fact of mass displacement. What do you do with all these hundreds of thousands of mine workers that at age 40 or 45 they have this problem with their lungs? They can't work in the mines anymore. And there's just not enough potato chips and kerosene to eke out a living or people to buy them. You know, how did he come up with that business model? That's the most peculiar business model I've ever heard of. Potato chips and kerosene. Of course, they have kerosene lamps so they can keep the light on in case somebody wants to come and visit and eat potato chips, right? Okay, that's it. Got to be the story there. Both opponents and proponents of the theory of technological unemployment often are satisfied merely to refer to experience. You know, you've heard the story before when you go and talk to the government. Well, that's the way we've always done it. Yeah, they worked for 30 years with 1 day's of experience. The thing that they did on the very first morning when they got the job in government is the thing they did the rest of their lives. So they have 30 years of 1 day experiences under their belt. The latter emphasized the fact of mass displacement, and the former point to the absence of permanent unemployment during the period of major inventions and changes in the technique of production during the 19th century. Now, what do you do with all the weavers and the wool carders and things like that, and the colliers, as you technology transitions from one stage of human development to the next? These people that, you know, worked their whole life, like Rosie the Riveter, now we've got, you know, computerized riveting machines, and they skip two-thirds of the rivets, and the whole top of the aircraft comes off as it's hurtling along at 30,000 feet above sea level, and the passengers all fly out. Rosie did a better job than the computers, but they don't want to admit that anyway. Experience, however, does not provide an adequate argument. Displacement could have been compensated by counter-tendencies, and not all inventions are of the same nature. As for compensation, it does not come about automatically. Compensation, it does not come about automatically. So even though when he was terminated, poor Toto Willie there, he was given 2 weeks pay in the door. Compensation doesn't come about automatically. Someplace there's got to be a profit to be made. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, of course, we're back into the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. This, you know, the Hochschule für Politik, the Friedrichs professors, published back in the 1930s, okay? You always like to go to the books that were published in the 1930s and earlier. Even if you can get in before 1913, you know, before the money masters really took control, and try and find information from that era and earlier than that yet. Because so often, and as we found in Gustavus Meyer's published in 1907, The History of Great American Fortunes, we find that a muckraker in his day had direct access to the newspapers, etc. And even though his books and his writings were suppressed, and really still are today, hard to find a book like that around, you know, Gustavus Meyer's and these Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, hard to find, lay your hands on a copy of these. Why? Well, it's because all of the money masters and all of their propagandists and the Lilly Ledbetter Lees hadn't been all over everything. And in those days, when a man wrote these kind of words down, he either spoke the truth or he never penned another thing because he'd be ostracized. That's something we don't do much anymore, ostracization. You don't ostracize people in these days. Now we just rationalize everything. But anyway, in closing out this particular section in this lengthy article, because we're going to need to move along, in order to really compensate for displacement by the creation of new permanent positions, there is need of new capital, new orientation of the workers, initiative on the part of the entrepreneurs, and discovery of new fields for investment. And so many of these green jobs and all of the things that we see out there and the story, his story, that we hear from Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, the King of America, all right? So much of all of this points towards these same categories. They're looking for new investment, looking for new ideas, new directions. Let's come up with a CFL light bulb and Don Quixote's windmill, all right? Got to do something, got to sustain demand. We have to sustain development. We have to sustain the environmental and developmental concerns product line. If we don't, they'll go out of business, and if they go out of business, of course, we don't have jobs, and poor Toto Willie will be stuck with potato chips and kerosene forever. Anyway, the change, they continue here, a purely technological viewpoint is misleading in the examination of this process. You have to come up, get out, and away from the nuts and the bolts and the hydraulic hoses and things like that. Look at the people, look at the situation, and look at it from a not only a global, but also local level. All right? And as we say here on this broadcast, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local to block the globalist agenda right where we are, or they're going to cut us off at the ankles and we're going to topple over in poverty and illness. The change would be sufficient if the utilization, now whenever you get that word in there, you know that we're invoking philosophical radicalism here on the home of philosophical radicalism. We're bringing Jeremy Bentham into the discussion and legal positivism. But the change would be sufficient if the utilization of all existing capital could thereby secure the employment of all labor power. So if we could get Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, and Benjamin Shalom to fire up the printing press, they could just create money all over the place, couldn't they? All right? If it was sufficient that capital could solve everything. But you can't just throw money at these kinds of problems, especially when you're creating it out of nowhere. And remember that when this article was penned, as we found in the opening paragraph, when this article and this author talks about money and capital, he's talking about gold and silver. He's not talking about Federal Reserve notes. Technical advances which result only in saving labor can be incorporated into the system of production without disturbing the labor and the capital markets only under certain conditions. So, in other words, it's better, newer, faster, stronger, and all those sorts of things that we always hear about. But there are certain factors that have to be compensated for, have to be understood. Now, here they are. And, of course, some audiences couldn't handle this sort of a thing. This is a paragraph-long sentence. It's separated in parts by semicolons. We tested you on that with a three-parter earlier yesterday. Now we've got a much longer one. So let's go through it. I'll try and break it up by the semicolons for the radio listening audience to make it easier. But again, technical advances which result only in saving labor can be incorporated only under certain conditions. And here they are. One, when the loss of purchasing power and capital values resulting from the depreciation of old investments is made good. Got to do something with what we've already got. We've already got the infrastructure in place. And when you have a loss of purchasing power and capital value resulting from the depreciation of old investment, you've got a condition that you need to address if you're going to move forward with technical advances too. when there is assured an additional flow of capital to finance these investments and to absorb the displaced workers, in addition to the financing of investments which are needed to absorb the normal increase in the number of workers. Okay? So you've not only got the old labor force, but then, my God in heaven, every year another bunch of people, young boys and girls, graduate out of high school. And you know what? They want a better life than their parents had. Anyway, and are looking to their parents to provide that kind of a world for them to grow up in, right? And then the parents get afflicted by white guilt when they can't deliver that to their children. Right? Here's number three. When during the period in which this flow of additional capital is made available, there is no overstepping of the bounds which are necessary to prevent inflation and with its severe setbacks. Okay? So Benjamin Shalom, he's over there, he's got the money presses running wide open, and he's talking about inflation. And we talked about that in the commodities this morning. The inflation is coming on. So even if you can throw money at the problem, you got to realize that when you create money out of nothing and the inflation comes along with it, your technological advances will be of none effect. What is this for? When fields of investment such as additional capital, whether it be in extending existing production or in creating new types, are opened up, this is another one, whether it's extending the existing production or in creating new types. So you can have shoe factory A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. You can have Boeing factory assembly plant A, B, C, D, E, F. You can have Honda Motor Company building in all the worlds. That's another place where you can have a technical advantage being compensated by labor and market conditions. All right, another condition. Here's another. Finally, when there is compensation for those disturbances which arise from the fact that enterprises are burdened with debts that were profitable only at the former price level and former market situation. So as price and conditions change, some of the things that we have out here in the world just can no longer be brought to the marketplace. And so all of these have something to do with technical advances and technology in general. And all of these factors are part of what an economist or a technocrat has to keep in mind all the time. And we can easily fall into this puerile and sophomore argument about, well, if we just do this, then everything will be solved. Or if we could just get Barry the usurper to show us a birth certificate, then everything in America would be fine. If we could just draw our troops back in from Iraq, Afghanistan, and 130 countries and 650 military bases, then everything would be fine. But unfortunately, the situation is bigger than that. The problem is more complex than that, and we can't just solve it with one deposit. We've been making an overdraft on right mental attitude and reason for almost a century, and it's going to take a lot of work. I call it Operation Clean Sweep. It's going to take a lot of work to clean this mess up. It's going to take a whole lot to get to pack Uncle Sam's trunk and put everything into Uncle Sam's trunk and then send him packing, all right? And he ain't likely to move out of the White House anytime soon. Since during a period of rapid technological progress, not all of these conditions can exist, severe disturbances are brought about, which may thus be traced back to advances in technology. So as we began, a purely technological viewpoint is misleading in the examination of this process, but as we go through these various factors, at least this audience can have a better understanding that as we move forward, we're not talking about a simple thing. In popular discussion, the disturbances arising from technical progress are considered in relation to the argument concerning purchasing power. We always talk about purchasing power. The more that Benjamin Shalom and little Timmy throw Federal Reserve notes into the mix, our purchasing power is diminished as the fiat dollar collapses, all right, with gold just soaring in prices now, $1,529.10 an ounce, where when I was just knee-high to an ant, it was $35 an ounce. But in those days, penny candy represented a little brown sack, and you could fill up the whole sack for a penny, all right? Things have changed today. The other day I was in the grocery, and I noticed the candy bars were 79 cents each. 79 cents each. $4.50 for a package of Hershey's Dark Chocolate Kisses. Unbelievable. $9 for an economy brand 2-pound tin of coffee. All right? That is not higher prices. That's weakened purchasing power of your dollar, as you all know. Anyway, let's jump forward a little bit further. Still less plausible are those theories of the technocrats. So now we've gotten to technocrats, finally, in this lengthy article. Technology. I knew I'd find it in this article, which is why I went to this article. After I looked up technocracy in the encyclopedia first, we started with the dictionaries, defined our terms, let the dictionaries take us to the encyclopedias then to the authors. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. Even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high quality, low cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, you know, I'd love to have been able to conclude this series today. We won't. We'll have to go on to Monday. I know I can conclude it on Monday. But this was a long article. I wanted to share it with you, first of all, for its scarcity. Second of all, for its piercing understanding of the times that were there in 1930, 1935, when this article was originally penned. You know, they had just gone through a transforming change on the planet. Really, the end of the old industrial revolution, and we're moving into a technological revolution, and now we're in this IT thing, you know, in the post-industrial America. But here, out of the foreword to Agenda 21, Maurice F. Strong, Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Environmental and Development, Agenda 21, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, the foreword starts this way. It says, humanity today is in the midst of a profound civilizational change. And it continues, industrialists, economists, financiers, engineers, scientists, those who, in truth, hold the levers of economic power and change, have joined the constituency of earnest environmentalists in a commitment to the fulfillment of the hopes and aspirations engendered by Rio de Janeiro. And it continues, though in the aftermath of Rio, there was a heightened sense or awareness and debate over the compelling needs for action, there is not yet a concerted and decisive response to the magnitude and the urgency of this task, going into the mind of a technocrat here. Nor do we possess detailed specifications for the tools we will need to forge this second industrial revolution, this eco-revolution that is essential in order to shift the world onto a new pathway to a more secure, remember our promotion of the culture of safety, sustainable, we've talked about sustainable development, it's all about demand, right? And equitable future, equity interests, equity in law. There is much to be done, and I look forward. I look to the new United Nations Commission on Sustainable Development to be the focal point for the massive effort needed to create this new era, the new era of international cooperation, the new global partnership that will make this possible. All right? Yes, that's right. Well, we also have to understand that no one can do this alone. But together we can. So you see, it's not about having more. It's about being more. And that's what they were saying to the people of the world. Some couldn't hear it in 1992. We shouldn't be surprised to find ourselves in the Western civilization, the Western hemisphere, living now, being forced to accept austerity. It's not about having more. It's about being more. We transition from reason to emotion as we fully transition into Comtean positive stage of development. But here, let's go back and close out a bit more in the last minutes from this article. Still less plausible, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences Technology article, still less plausible are the theories of the technocrats, using that word in the 1930s. Emil Lederer writing, as a result of the increase in technical equipment and horsepower, the technocrats advocate a new social organization of production with the introduction of a new standard of value. Listen carefully. Go back and transcribe this onto a 3x5 card. Memorize it. Naively, too, they urge the creation of a new monetary unit. If this demand really means more than the mere substitution of a new name for the existing system, what does that harken back to? Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati? Let us never be known by the same name, but always under a new name, a new occupation. And the Mossad, by deception, we shall conquer, right? Wage war. Naively, too, they urge the creation of a new monetary unit. If this demand really means more than the substitution of a new name for the existing system, then it implies the creation of a new system of relative prices based on a technical rather than an economic unit. And we hear about these SPDR or SDRs and special drawing rights and things like that. No particular proof, the Federal Reserve note, the fraudulent reserve note, it's not a payment of a debt. It's a discharge of a debt. It's a new system of relative prices based on technical rather than economic units. No particular proof is necessary to show how impossible and essentially absurd this idea is. It would lead to a false evaluation of capital and labor and to new disturbances. The tendency resulting from the great increase in technology to entrust the direction of production and even economic direction to the engineer would have meaning only if there could be set up a commercial economy based on technical units of production. And then, of course, we had the American Bankers Association that then created the American Bar Association, and the American Bar Association created the Uniform Commissioners on Law, Uniform Law Commission, and the Uniform Law Commission created the Uniform Commercial Code, and we've been living in commerce ever since. And we're talking about even economic direction to the engineer would have meaning only if there could be set up a commercial economy based on technical units of production. Are you a technical unit of production? Even a fully planned economy. Funny. This is at the time of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. Stalin's still in the wings. Adolf is just getting his feet under him in Hitler. Hitler time, Hitlerville. Even a fully planned economy, however, must calculate in terms of economic units, for its main problem also is the proper application of the available production elements, and the evaluation of these is derived not from their horsepower, but from their relative scarcity. Scarcity. The effects of modern technology in the political field are decisive. The World War, again, it's the First World War, the Versailles Treaty. The World War revealed how rapidly technical progress can move when once it is unleashed and how profound its effects can be. The deadlock of open warfare, the maintenance of armies of millions of men in trenches, and the fact that attack could be made only after months of preparation, all these were results as well as causes of the modern technique of warfare. The increasing use of airplanes and motorization of armies, which characterized the World War, created new tactical and strategic possibilities and needs. Modern warfare, with its demands upon armies, both the armies at the front and the population at home, with the necessary organization by the state of all industrial and agricultural production, and the rationing of every necessity of life, brought about such a comprehensive organization and such an enormous concentration of power in the state that the way was that thus prepared for the dictatorship of the totalitarian state. I think this in this series is the second time I've read this to you. I really hope it sticks in. The totalitarian state has grown up on the foundations of modern technology, with creation, which created the means for mass propaganda of all sorts. In addition, there are modern technical means of mass domination through violence, as in street fighting. It is not to be assumed, however, that modern technology has completely broken down the movement for the emancipation of the individual. The modern system of production can permanently pursue its inherent dynamic impulses only if there is freedom in the intellectual sphere. Lots of stuff going on here. I have to drop down a bit. Don't have the time. Well, we're all out of time anyway, so I'll just punt here and go a little bit further. And say this, that technology is like any other tool in the toolbox. Every tool that we have, whether they're political or social or economic or whatever, can be used for the good, or that can be used for evil, if we can divide along those specious lines. Good always being in the eyes of the beholder, and evil always being in the eyes of the beholder as well. But all of these various tools are in our toolbox, you know, and if we're going to be that replacement set, if we're going to be the ones that help to transition the globe, I hate to have to say it so, into a new era, we can't afford to make the mistakes and allow the continuance of these various evils in the new century. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday, Memorial Day. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.